Luke 2, verses 1 to 20. If you have a church Bible, it's on page 970. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Then the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of God.
Crash. We heard that story twice. A story, as it happens, that takes us from darkness to light. Has it ever occurred to you that Christmas really isn't about tinsels and twinkly lights? Christmas happens in the dark. Remember that famous passage from John that says, "The light shines in the darkness." And way back in the ancient prophets, Isaiah, we love to read it at the Christmas carols, "The people living in have seen a great..." And even Luke, who we've had the text from today, just before, says, "In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and walk in the shadow of death." So, sisters and brothers, Christmas is about God coming to your darkness. So when our life is dark, when the world is dark, when everything seems dark, remember, the light comes. Darkness moves us, or Christ moves us from the darkness to the light. Now, those shepherds, just to see what that really means, moved from darkness to light in three ways. Shepherds, don't you know, were people of shame. They were out there at night, all alone. They were despised by the rest of the people because their job was smelly. It was a low life occupation, very poor. They were people right at the bottom of the pile. And they were so despised, get this, that they were not allowed to be witnesses in the law court. You could not call upon a shepherd to bear witness to you or for you in the law courts. They were people of shame. But Jesus, the light of Christ, moved them to being people of glory. What did our text say they did? Right at the end, they glorified God, praising Him, because they had been chosen to be the witnesses, not just in the law courts, but to the whole world, that the Christ had come. Those who could not be witnesses in the law courts were witnesses to the world. They moved from shame to glory. Then they moved from fear. They were sore afraid when they saw the angel, and the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid." Why not? Why not be afraid? Because good news has been born today. A child lying in a manger will be the sign. And at the end, they praised God in great joy. Jesus, the light of Christ, moved them from fear to joy, from the darkness of fear into the joy of the light. And thirdly, what does a shepherd out in the fields know about the Messiah, the coming of the Lord? Uneducated men, not read the scriptures, what do they know about all God's promises and how he's going to fulfill them? The answer is nothing. Until the light of Christ reaches them, the angel comes and gives them the message, and they are moved to the light of knowledge. They went to see the Christ. They knelt before him in worship, and they knew that God had done a work, not just for them, but for the whole world. And they were the ones who spread the message concerning the child, which was just as they had been told. So, sisters and brothers, when the world is dark, when life is dark, remember that the light of Christ shines in the darkness. Isaiah goes on to say that of his governance there will be no end. Justice and peace will be established. John says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has never put it out. And Luke says he will guide our feet into the way of peace. May the peace of Christ be with you this Christmas as you walk in his light. Amen.